Are video games making you violent? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Chris Ferguson, psychologist at Stetson University, examines the correlation between violent games and actual violence.
Debates about violent media have gone on since at least the ancient Greeks. Despite thousands of years of debate and hundreds of more recent research studies, we've still been unable to decide whether violent media fuels societal violence. Surveys of both scholars and the general public indicate no consensus has formed, with just as many people doubting effects as believing in them. As experimental research studies have not been able to provide a conclusive answer to this question, one place to look for more answers is in regard to societal data itself. Does our consumption of violent movies or video games fluctuate in a way that predicts societal violence? Societal violence is complex, of course, but if media is the pervasive influence many claim, we ought to see some form of relationship. With this in mind, I conducted two studies examining how societal consumption of movie violence across the 20th century, as well as video game violence in more recent decades, correlated with societal violence. Results for movie violence were interesting. Violent movies were particularly popular before the 1930s, and then again in the latter half of the 20th century. At these temporal extremes, movie violence was related to decreased violence in society. But during the middle of the century, movie violence and societal violence did appear to correlate. Since this relationship reversed itself after 1990, it's now clear that this is what we call an ecological fallacy, a chance correlation that has no meaning, but probably looked meaningful at the time. By contrast, violent video game consumption was clearly related to decreased violent crime among youth. Put together, societal data do not support beliefs that violent media consumption by society is a meaningful contributor to violent criminal behavior.
That was Chris Ferguson of Stetson University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.